Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel Broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend. Welcome to this Friday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. We greet you in the name which is above every name. That's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're thankful for you joining us today here on this another day of the Sounds of Faith. We pray that the music that we're going to play for you, we're going to bless you. And I'm praying that the truth for the day will stir our hearts. And then I pray for the preached word of God that it'll be exactly what we need today. And let's get right into it. Brother Gene and the girls, amen, are going to be singing for us a good song. Went out of the old red book, amen. They kind of grassed it up a little bit here. Talk about I'm a-going that way.
All who believe in the Savior dear forever shall stay. Having been saved by grace divine, I'm going that way. I'm going that way.
I'm going that way.
I'm going that way. And Jesus the
Savior
I adore is with me each
day.
I'm clinging to Him.
I'm clinging to Him.
And never to stray.
And never will stray.
Singing His praises all day long. I'm going that way.
Glorious news I'll tell and sing is onward I go. That those who are still astray in sin, my Savior may know. I want them to sing His praise above some beautiful day. And how it to Him who died for me, I'm going that way. I'm going that way.
I'm going that way.
I'm going that way.
I'm going that way.
And Jesus the Savior I adore is with me each
day.
I'm clinging to Him.
I'm clinging to Him.
And never to stray.
And never will stray.
Just singing His praises all day long.
I'm going that way.
The Savior
I adore is with me each
day. I'm clinging to Him.
I'm clinging to Him.
And never to stray.
And never will stray.
Yes, singing His praises all day long.
I'm going that way.
Yes, singing His praises all day long.
I'm going that way.
Amen. I'm a-going that way. Praise His name. I'm glad I'm in that way. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you for joining us today. We want to invite you to come be a part of any of the services here at the Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned fundamental Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist church. We'd love to have you come and be a part of any of the services here. And we think you would enjoy your time at Faith. If you don't have a church home now, if you've got a church home, and you go there. Amen. But we'll have services this coming Lord's Day. As I said, Sunday school 10, worship 11, 6 o'clock at evening service, and Wednesday night prayer meeting time will be on 7 o'clock. Of course, next week we'll be in the camp meeting here at the church, the still old-fashioned teen camp meeting. And so don't forget about that, and we'll have a good time here around God's Word. Amen. Brother Cody Zorn on Monday night. Brother Eddie Wyatt on Tuesday, Terrell Hopkins on Wednesday, Mark Strout on Thursday, and Friday night, Closing out the week will be Brother Tony Hudson from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we'd love to have you come be a part of any of the services here at the church. Amen. And we would appreciate you in attendance. And if you maybe you go to another church, as I said, and you've been wanting to come by and visit with us here at Faith, this might be a good time to do that. And I believe that you would enjoy your time here at Faith. Amen. All right. Well, let's hear one from the choir here. Amen. Amen. I had another pulled up here, but I noticed it's not a good track on the CD. So let's hear this, and let's hear this, and I can't praise them enough, from the choir. Amen. Just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. I tell you what, we ought to try though, right? We ought to try. Well, before we go to God in prayer, let me say this. I just dawned on me. I thought maybe it might be during one of the days of broadcast, but it won't be. It's this coming Sunday, the 20th, is my dad's 81st birthday. He'll be 81 years old, still driving, still doing all that he wants to do, still can cook fried okra as good as anybody around, and my mom's in heaven today, and he can cook it as good as she could, amen, and if he's listening today, I hope he'll get the hint that I'm needing me some, amen, amen, but he will have a birthday this coming Lord's Day, and I want to wish him a happy 81st birthday this coming Sunday, amen. Of course, we won't be on the radio then. I'm sure he'll be at church Sunday, and we'll talk about it at church, I'm sure. But we're thankful for my dad. He's one of my heroes, and I appreciate his faithfulness to the Lord all these years. And he's been an instrument in my life that God used to, among everything else. And I said this before, he's taught me how to forgive. And he's had to do a lot of that in his life to people, and I appreciate what God has, and God is still left him with us here in these 81 years. Amen. Pop, love you. Hope you have a good birthday. Amen. All right, let's get ready. Well, we're going to get ready to pray. Just let me read our truth for the day. I tried to find something for old people for my dad's sake, but I couldn't find one. I'm just kidding. But I will read Psalm 41, verse 4. The Bible says, I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. You know, every man's soul, very often stands in need of spiritual repair. Well, the great physician, Jesus Christ the righteous, stands ready to do the job, and he has never, ever lost a patient, the great physician. Amen? Amen. All right, let's get ready to pray. I invite you to pray with us if you can. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you today, thanking you again another day that you've given to us. I do want to say thank you for my pop today. Thank you for his influence over my life. God, I pray Sunday, Lord, that you'll give him a great day. I'm sure he'll spend the majority of it in the house of God, as he's done for, well, all of his life. I pray, God, that you'd bless him for many more years. God, I pray that you may bless those who are listening. I pray, God, that you'll just take care of each one. Answer our prayers. Meet our needs, I do pray. We thank you, Lord, for being a great God, one who never slumbers nor sleeps. God, we want to praise you for as much about who you are as much as we do for what you do. Because you can do what you do because you are who you are. And Lord, we're thankful that we serve a true and mighty God. Lord, I pray that you may speak to our hearts in the Word of God here in a little bit. But in the next couple songs that's coming up, I pray, God, to be used of thee. Pray, God, you'll remind us, God, of thee, that life is uncertain, but death is sure. And we must prepare our hearts. And I pray, dear Lord, it'll be so today. And every one of our dear listening friends, if they be one that's not sure that they're saved, I pray they'll cry out to Jesus today and call on him. And you said in your word that if anybody would call, whosoever shall call upon you shall be saved. I pray today you'll touch each and every one in a very special way. And this will give you praise, Lord, for all that you do, all that you've done, and all you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we're thankful, God, that God has done some great things, and I'm sure he's going to continue to do some great things in our lives, and we pray that you'll enjoy these next couple songs. We're here from the Bible Believers again, talking about God's word's going to stand. Hey, it will. Man's word may change. Even preacher's words may change. But hey, God's word is never going. He says, thy word, O Lord, the Bible says of it, thy word, O Lord, is preserved in heaven. Amen. Bible Believers, God's word's going to stand.
What has happened to a nation that used to fear the Lord? To a people whose foundation was built upon God's word. They have allowed the world's opinions to dart a different way. But it's time the Church of Jesus Christ boldly stand and say,
God's word will stand against the raging tide of those who criticize and work their evil plans. God's word will stand against the gates of hell with power to prevail in the hearts of men. God's word will stand.
They can take it from the courthouse walls, remove it from the school, teach our children that we're animals, speak against the golden rule, try to hide our Christian heritage from the public eye. but they'll never overcome God's word, no matter how they try.
God's word will stand against the raging tide of those who criticize and work their evil plans. God's word will stand against the gates of hell with power to prevail in the hearts of men. God's word will stand.
It is forever settled, forevermore endure. It's the only way a sinner's heart can ever be made pure.
God's word will stand against the raging tide of those who criticize and work their evil plans. God's word will stand against the gates of hell with power to prevail in the hearts of men. God's word will stand. God's word will stand.
God's word will stand. Raging tide. Amen. Well, we're going to hear from Miss Joanne Warlick. Going to close out the week with her today. Beautiful song. Miss Betty Upton sang it for years. And she's one of the first ones that I ever heard sing it. And it's entitled, I Wouldn't Miss It, Would You? Amen. Miss Joanne Warlick.
I have heard of a land on the faraway strand. I wouldn't miss it, would you? Built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. I wouldn't miss it, would you?
Miss it with you, Miss Joanne Warlick, singing our last song for today and for this week of broadcast time. In the book of Matthew, we'll go back there one more time, and we've been had been reading the entire text the last 2 days, but I will take the time to close out the week the way we started it by reading Matthew chapter number 6, verses 25 down through the rest of the chapter. The Bible says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or yet for your body, what ye shall put on. It is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. They don't grow. How they grow, they toil not, neither do they spend. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? And after all these things do Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We have been preaching on what's wrong with worry. And we began on Wednesday looking at three things in the text that God says we don't have to worry about or should not worry about. The first was food. We talked about that. And God gives us all three of them, listed in verse number 31, when he says, therefore take no thought of saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? And, of course, you go back to verse number 27, and we dealt with future on yesterday's broadcast. But I want to close out today, and we don't have to worry about fashion, about what is put on our bodies. And praise God, the Bible says a lot. Now, we preachers, especially us old-time independent fundamental Bible preachers, you know, we get accused of putting things in the Bible, but no, they're already there, friend. You know, the Bible talks a lot about modest apparel and primarily directed to the women. Now, I'm sure the principle can apply to us men as well, but the Bible specifically says, women, adorn yourself in modest apparel. There's a lot said about what's put on the body. And, you know, we need to get back to that. We need to, you know, I'm sure in a lot of Baptist churches, that I mean, people are casually dressing because of that's the attitude I believe they have of worship. There's people dressing like they're going to the ball game. But I'm not. This is not a message on what we should do. This is not the platform for today. The thought for today's message is not to worry about it. There's so many people worried about fitting in that they forget about what God has commanded them to do. It's a sad, sad day when we allow Hollywood and those that that come out of Hollywood, their fashions to fashion ourselves in the house of God. And it ought not to be even outside the house of God. You know, we've got a trend going on, I've even seen it in our church. You know, dresses that are too short, You know, people are wearing a skirt underneath them. And, that's to make them long enough. And I understand that. And maybe all of that is in honesty. Maybe they're doing it for the right reasons to make sure maybe they can. But they say, well, I just can't find. No, I believe you can find a long enough dress. I believe you can. But some people, they'll do that so they can take that skirt off after church and go about in their shorter attire. Now, let me tell you something. If that's the motivation, we're in bad shape. We're in bad shape. But Jesus makes a point here of not worrying about what you put on. You know, I believe that you ought to wear your best that you got, the best that you have, to the house of God. And a lot of our folk wear ties, our men wear ties, and we've never said that they had to do that, but that's just what they do. But I remember a day as a boy when the farmers would come to the old church, and they'd come in overalls. But it wasn't the ones that they wore in the field all week. These were clean, pressed, the best that they had in their closet, because they respected the house of God. But you know what? We've come a long way, baby, in the wrong direction. I mean, we've even got people who say that they're on the same side we're on. They say they're independent fundamental. They get up and cut up blue jeans. I'm talking about preachers. Get up and cut up blue jeans and some little T-shirt that's two sizes too small. And they got some type of a weird slogan on it or some graphic design that nobody understands. And they call themselves a preacher. I know what some of you are thinking. Well, it don't matter, Brother Johnny. It don't matter. I tell you, it does matter. I think it does matter. It doesn't matter what you put on your body. It doesn't matter what you put in your body. It doesn't matter what you use your body for. But in the text today, take no thought. There's more people worried about what they're going to wear to church so they can, you know, be flashy or be seen or be whatever, that they forget preparing the heart for worship. Friend, let me tell you something today. I believe Jesus made it plain. I believe he was dead on it when he says, take no thought of your what you be clothed. Nay, don't worry about it. But listen, be decent, be modest, be clean, be reverent. But God help people that take their church ties so they can have a better suit than so-and-so or have a better pair of shoes than so-and-so. God help us. God help us. Well, that concludes the week of broadcast, and that concludes our thinking. Hey, so don't worry. Don't worry about food. Don't worry about raiment. Don't worry about the future. Hey, give it to God. Trust God. And you'll have faith in God. Hey, the fear and the worry and the anxiety and the things of the world will grow mighty, mighty dim. I'm asking God to help me. I pray that he'll help me to be more focused on that which we cannot lose. And try to fit in with the brethren, trying to fit in with this, that, and the other. Oh, no, friend, let's be what God's called us to be. Let's be Christian. If you'll just be a Christian, all other things will take care of itself. May God help us until Monday now. Don't forget about the house of God. Amen.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.